Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And I have the privilege of having an author and a physician, a doctor, in the studio with me this morning. I have Dr. William Lemaire joining me. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Oh, thank you. You are currently at Search?
I am. Not full-time. I'm just filling in when the permanent OBGYN is out of town for a vacation or continuing medical education.
Well, we're happy to have you. And but you're actually here as an author today.
You Correct.
You wrote a book called Cross-Cultural Doctoring, On and Off the Beaten Path.
Correct.
And what inspired you to write?
Well, I was never going to write a book. I was never thinking about it. I didn't think it was all that important, and people wouldn't be interested. But every time we came back from one of our adventures abroad or in the United States, my friends in Miami and colleagues would say, why don't you write a book? And I poo-pooed that and wrote that off. But then finally, about a couple of years ago, I was invited to give a talk at the University of Miami for a medical audience, and I accepted and I did it and prepared for it. And everybody said, oh, you should write a book about it. It was a success. So then I got motivated to do it. I had done a lot of preparation, and I sat down and started writing.
And you had the discipline to finish it.
I did. It took me about 2 years.
And how is this book available?
The book is available for free. That's an important notion, through Smashwort and also through Amazon. And on Smashwort, it's free. Amazon wouldn't let me do it for free. They had to charge 99 cents, the minimum. So you can get to the website of Smashwort, but the easiest way to do it is to go on Google and type in cross-cultural doctoring and hit go, and you will see it on Google. And then go to Smashwort and scroll down and select a medium that you want to download it in. PDF works well for almost every computer.
Absolutely. And why is it so important to have this available free?
Why it's available free is that I didn't really want to make money from it, and I had a fantastic experience working for 4 months in Chiapas, Mexico, where I worked in a small Catholic hospital run by nuns who did an incredible job with minimal funds and under very difficult conditions with very poor Mayan people there. And I really appreciated what they were doing, and I thought they could benefit from maybe a donation. And I figured if I write a book for free and suggest to the people who download it without obligation to make a small donation to that hospital.
And that's a very generous thing to do. I mean, after all your hard work putting the words onto paper.
I enjoyed writing it.
It's good. That's a plus for sure. And your background, you said you are an obstetrician, and where are you originally from?
Where is what?
Where are you originally from?
Originally from Belgium. Grew up in Antwerp.
And you?
Me and my wife.
Oh, fantastic. And you? Did you study there?
I studied at the University of Louvain in Belgium, yeah, and got my medical degree there. And then did my internship in Africa, in the Congo, former Belgian Congo. My internship was in Schenectady, New York. But after that, I went to the Belgian Congo to, quote-unquote, escape military service. This was instead of military service.
So Belgium, New York, Africa, and then to Miami?
Correct. And then joined the University of Miami, first as a resident and then full-time faculty.
And you had an early retirement. Was there a charismatic moment that made you want to travel?
There was a moment, and it was a sad moment. I was very successful in my career in both research, medical care, and teaching. But then my best friend there suddenly died at 49, and that shook up myself and my wife, and we started thinking about maybe other things to do in life and travel and see other cultures. And that induced us to retire from the University of Miami when I was 55 and start doing short-term, 6 months or longer, stints in different cultures, including Pakistan, and Japan, Australia, New Zealand, the Caribbean, Tasmania, Mexico, and Sitka, Alaska, and Anchorage.
Did you choose these communities, or did the communities choose you?
No, I chose them, yeah.
And what was the criteria initially of wanting to go to these different places?
Something exciting, something new.
It was that simple?
Yeah, it's that simple.
And how do you know how long to stay in each of these areas and when to move on to help another country?
Most of the assignments were for 6 months, usually, in Australia, New Zealand, and actually in Pakistan we stayed for 2 years. And in Sitka we stayed for 7 years.
Tell me about exotic Sitka.
Exotic Sitka, we loved Sitka, and we only came for two years. We signed a contract for 2 years. But we liked it so much, we kept signing on and actually stayed 7 years. I wish I had bought a house here when we first came, but we didn't.
And so this was in the, what time period were you here originally in Sitka?
In the early 90s, and we stayed for 7 years, and then left and started doing other things. We left Sitka not because we didn't like it, we loved it, but we still wanted to do other things, so we went to Australia, New Zealand, and so on. And I got a call in the early beginning of this century, and by Dr. Grassmeter, if I was available, because the gynecologist had left. And I said, yeah, I'm available, I'll come back. And so I've been back off and on for 3 month periods of time, and now only for short periods of time.
And I think I misled the audience in the beginning that today is actually your last day.
Correct. I'm flying out at 2 o'clock.
And the reason you can be on the air with me this morning is because you're not on call.
That's right. during the 3 weeks we have been here, it was 24/7.
Well, we appreciate your time that you were here. Where are you off to next?
We're off back to Miami, and at the end of the month we're going to Europe. There's a big family reunion. We're going to be there for about a month. And then after that, I may be back here, depending on the gynecologist who is here permanently when she's going away, and we'll see.
So you're not ready to settle down yet?
No, I'm not ready to settle down, and that's really a big question, when to stop doing this. That's something that keeps me awake sometimes, when to quit. And I don't want somebody to come up to me and said, hey, Dr. Lemaire, you're really a nice guy, but it's time to quit. I want to make that decision before I get in trouble.
So your book, Cross-Cultural Doctoring on and Off the Beaten Path, because you are still on the move and going to different communities, will there be a little addendum or something added?
I have already made some addendums after the book was published as an e-book. I noticed that I left some things out I hadn't thought of. So as an e-book, it's very easy to do. You just update it and download it back to the site, and there you are. And I have some other things I want to add still that I also have forgotten, but I might do that.
So you can get this. This book is available as a download on Smashwords, and you can look it up by Cross-Cultural Doctoring. And you can also check it out on Amazon, but there is a 99-cent handling fee.
Correct.
But you also have a very good website as well, and maybe you can give us the address.
The address of the website is, let me see... it's http colon double slash www pre, free webs freewebs .com/wimsbook.
And that's WIMS book. And it's a great website. It has a little information about you, about the book, but it does have a wonderful photo gallery of some of the places that you've been to illustrate your different chapters of your book. Well, it was great having you here. I'm so sorry that you're leaving, but
I'll be back.
Hope you be back. And then give us an update of your travels and the work that you've done. I'd like to thank my guest, Dr. William Lemaire, telling us about his book, Cross-Cultural Doctoring, On and Off the Beaten Path. Thank you very much.
Thank you.